This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
OPP, everyone's got problems. We try to fix them. What's happening?
Tiffany's having a problem disciplining her teenager.
So, are you okay?
Are you nervous, everybody?
My kids are young, and I'm not quite there yet, so I'm pretty nervous.
Tiffany?
Yai.
We can try to help, but we're bad at this. What's going on?
Well, I don't know what's going to be able to help my 15-year-old daughter. She's a little crazy, but she lately will not stop calling me by my first name.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, like not mom, just Tiffany. And it started a few months ago, and I don't know if it's her latest way to rebel, because there's always something, but it literally has not stopped. And I told her time and time again, like, you can't do that. You can't call me Tiffany. You have to call me Mom. And it's just gotten worse.
Okay. Does she only do it at home or, like,
out and about?
Yeah, like, if you're at school.
No, everywhere.
Everywhere.
And it just one day she came home and started calling you Tiffany?
Sup, Tiff?
Hey, Tiff.
Guys.
Yeah, basically.
I don't think that's helping her.
And you've said to stop.
Yes, I've tried everything. I mean, so we got into a fight. Okay. You know, listen, I try not to fight with my daughter. I try to be a really good mom. I try to be patient, but I'm a single mother. And I had a fight with her because she broke her curfew. Ooh. And she didn't like that, you know, I'm the only mom that gives her a curfew that's 10 o'clock. She doesn't like it. But I'm like, you're still too young to be staying out late.
15. She should have a curfew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she needs to have a curfew. That's how I run my house. That's how I was raised. That's how I'm raising my daughter. And you know what? After that, she just started calling me Tiffany. But, like, mocking me at first. Oof. And now it's just become, like, this serious thing. Oof. And, like, it stinks because she's not a bad kid otherwise. You know, I love her. She's very sweet. You know, she's good in school. Like, all the things you'd want your teen to be. But it's getting really bad. And I've tried taking away the cell phone, telling her she can't see her little boyfriend or anything like that. But it's not working.
Let me just jump in with a phone number. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. I don't know that this particular thing happens all the time, but I feel like, and I could be just being too typical, I feel like young boys at some point try to take their dad out.
What do you mean?
Like you try to mm-hmm. try to man up on him a little bit. And I think young women try to challenge their mother a little bit. I don't think
that's probably true.
I doubt you ever went after your dad, but I bet you were a tiny little bee to your mom.
Undoubtedly. Especially when it was just my mom and I, and she was essentially a single mom. I mean, my parents were divorced. Does that mean she was? Yeah. So like when it was just she and I, that's when things got tough, but it's also what made us very close. So there is hope for you, Tiffany. Sorry, I should have just called you mom.
I know. Now you're right. Tia has made me nervous to call you by your real name, but like.
But have any of you in the room done this to your parent? Start calling them just by their first name?
Calling my father Lewis while he was alive? Are you insane?
I know.
Okay. Are you insane?
I know.
Do you know what someone from his generation would do to me for calling him by his given name?
Getting a little smack?
Well, not a little one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's. I feel the same way. I would have never even tested those waters.
Yeah.
But how do you... This, I've struggled with this as a father of a young kid, but it's like, how do I get to the point where he won't even test it? Not because my father never did anything that showed right. me. He never hit me or did anything, but there was that underlying fear of like, but don't get out of line. I don't know if it's respect.
Have respect. Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Respect and fear are very closely related.
Well, and it's, yeah. I think that's true. And I think this is an example of what happens when your kid is just like, I'm going to do it. And then what do you do? And that's terrifying as a new parent. Like, what do I do?
It's trolling behavior. But like, Tiffany, you're making it worse because the more you go, stop it. She knows it's working.
The reacting to it makes her go, well, then I'm going to do this forever.
And I'm going to do it harder.
Which, by the way, is so annoying. And your daughter is in a phase and she's being annoying. You can admit that. It's fine.
She went through it. She's being a little bee. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm struggling hard, guys. Like I like I said before, I'm a single mother. I'm working. I'm trying to balance it all. It's so hard. And she's making it so difficult. It's been a nightmare just because I feel like there's this tension and you're right. You are right. I shouldn't show her it bothers me, but like sometimes I just can't help it. And do other people deal with this? Like, yes. I need to know,
yes.
You know, do other people
for sure.
deal with kids rebelling like this? And what is the answer? Like, do we need to go to therapy or something?
What, taking the phone away didn't work, or did you cave? Like, why?
Mm. Oh no, I didn't cave, but it didn't work. It did not work.
It's like, how long do you keep the phone?
Eventually, as a parent, you kind of go like, I need to be able to reach.
I need you to be able to call me to pick you up, but you're 10 p.m. curfew.
I'm just fascinated by that. Like you said, she knows it's bothering you and that's making her do it more. Where I feel like I had the exact opposite reaction. If my parents told me
this bothers me,
I'd better stop. And I don't know why, because I don't know why I felt like I better.
The fear/respect relationship
generations
ago was much stronger than it is now.
Yeah.
So how do we get back to that? Because I, like...
how do we get back to fear, baby?
But this is in my future, and I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You scare your kid more.
What am I...
Discipline. Early discipline.
Tiffany, this sucks.
Yeah, it does.
I know that there's going to be other parents... Obviously, us telling you to ignore her doesn't work.
No.
Does she ever, I hate this because I did this to you at the beginning. Does she just call you Tiffany or does she shorten it? Does she do the Tiff and stuff? Like,
oh, she does the Tiff.
Okay.
Oh, she shortens it. She gives me nicknames.
Okay.
She really tries to get under my skin on purpose.
And it is getting
and
under your skin.
She'll even text me. Yeah, it's getting under my skin. It's disrespectful.
It is.
It's disrespectful. She's done it in front of my friends,
that?
She's done it out and about.
Friends?
Friends. It's so embarrassing.
Why should Tiffany be able to be like, you have to call me mom? Like, if you really, really think about it, mom and dad is kind of a weird thing that we have to call them.
But you should, out of respect, if that's what they want. They took care of you.
I know, but in a weird... It's like, where did that even come from? Sorry, I think I'm getting
what
too...
What are you
like,
doing?
I'm getting too down the rabbit hole.
No, I just... Like, I saw
like
this
it is
video...
Her name.
I saw this video the other day, and if, like, a stranger walked up to you on the street and said, I'm going to take care of you for the next 18 years. You won't have to pay rent. I want to buy you clothes. I'm going to do everything. Like, would you respect them? Would you do nice things for them?
I wouldn't accept it. I'd be like, why are you so creepy and weird?
But if somebody did that for you, you would like be, oh my God, thank you so much. But nobody treats their parents like that. Because they did that for you.
Nobody.
They did that for you.
I don't think nobody.
Well, definitely Tiff's daughter is not.
Okay. Tiffany.
Tiffany. Hang on, Tiffany. We're going to get you some advice. You are right. It is disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
What we need I think we get advice for Tiff, but I think we also get other people. I would like to hear, personally, what your kid did. Like, do you have a version of this where your kid just started going, like... Mm-hmm.
I think I was just mean.
Noah went through a little phase of very military.
What?
And, like, started doing the, like, sir, yes, sir. And I'm, like, going, bro, like, because then it's not respectful.
Right.
It's mockingly respectful.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, can you take the trash out? Sir, yes, sir. And I'm like, don't do that. Because you're not genuinely respecting me.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying military words.
Yeah, boss.
And you're not
boss, relax.
Right.
Boss.
That.
Right.
And I try to not show how much that gets under my skin.
Sorry, Tiff.
You like it sometimes.
I don't like it at all.
Okay, okay boss. Okay. That was my first one ever.
You can call me because I'm going to be the only one left in the room. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
We are trying to help out Tiffany, and it's the weirdest thing. Tiak and I are having visceral reactions to this OPP. Uh-huh. Basically, her 15-year-old daughter, who's, by her account, a good kid in almost every way, except she started calling her Tiff. Tiffany.
And sometimes Tiff.
Anything but mom.
Uh-huh. I can't even call my in-laws by their first name.
What do you call them? Do you call them dad?
I call them grandpa and abuelita.
Ah, smart.
But there was a period there where it was Mr. It just feels that everyone was Mr. and Mrs. something. And then it's definitely mom and dad. Like
my buddy Chad's kids call me Mr. Michael.
What?
Mr. Michael. They call everybody Mr. and then they go Mr. Tiak. They call you.
Miss
Erica.
Kids are gonna have the worst manners ever then.
But yeah, it would kill you if your daughter was like, Erica, can I get some more milk over here?
Oh, for sure. But we're not discussing the elephant in the room here.
Okay. Aaron,
yeah.
Like you looked at me in the eye. I was at a birthday party and she's like, Cheryl, and I'm like, do you mean your mom?
Yes, that's
do not try to make it about her
call
hearing.
Call her Cheryl to her face.
Yes. Like, and not all the time.
Okay.
When we're in a quiet enough place or we're like at home, whatever, it's mom. When we're in a busier place, it's Cheryl because she is deaf. She wears two hearing aids. Mom just sounds like background noise. She doesn't know who she's talking to. So, or like
I don't
who's
know. I
calling
think you're
for.
A troll. I think you're like Tiffany's kid.
Do you think she hates it?
She did at one point. I remember her saying like, why do you call me that? And it's like, well, you can't hear me.
Okay. Oh, boy.
That's not what's going on with Tiffany,
no,
though.
No, different.
But I do think that all kids go through a rebellious phase. And is the smart play to let it fade? Because I'm serious. We, I mean, go to our text line right now. If you push back on anybody saying anything, that just means they're winning, and then they double down.
Oh, you mean so generally our text
with
line.
A troll?
Yeah, yeah,
oh.
yeah.
And like hurt. I'm sorry, Tiff. Your daughter's a troll right now. Mary.
Yay.
Yay. Advice for Tiffany and her daughter who calls her that.
Well, as she said, she doesn't really have many issues with her otherwise. I think she just needs to choose her battles. And, I mean, is it really, I mean, just ignore her. She wants to really cause more disruption between their relationship with. So I just say, choose your battles, and is this really a battle worth going down for? And
Mary, do you have kids?
I am a mother and a grandmother of adult kids.
So there's just something about it, and maybe it's something wrong with me, but it's like all I provide for my children, I don't ask for a lot back.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But you're going to call me dad.
Yeah.
I'm not asking for a lot.
Respect.
Right.
And just, yeah.
You're going to call me dad. Oh, you want to call me Michael?
Well, then I'm not paying for your food. The more Tiffany's demanding it, the more it's causing friction between them. So choose your battles.
I mean, this is
a battle she's worth, going down for.
Okay. You obviously have it wired because you have children, grandchildren. Mm-hmm. You're great.
Did you ever go through this, Mary? Did they ever try that on you?
My granddaughter did, yes.
And what?
My daughter, my granddaughter did to her mother. And my daughter just ignored it and then just started referencing her as daughter. Yes, daughter. Okay, daughter.
That's one of the tips.
Oh, push back on
it. Start calling her daughter rather than her name.
Oh. I don't hate that.
I don't hate it either.
Thank you for the call, Mary. We appreciate you. Melissa?
He's not paid. Yeah, and he's lucky he had ordered an extra meal.
We're just going to...
Is she on a work?
She seems like she's on a Zoom.
So I was like, but he finally got it.
All right, maybe we'll just come back to her. Melissa?
Oh, are you asking for me?
Oh!
Melissa!
We don't want to interrupt.
Were you on a Zoom?
I was talking while the commercials were on. You might have already covered this.
Okay.
But if it were my kid, unfortunately, I've not gone through this, but if it was my kid, I would not let them see the power they have over doing that.
Yeah.
And I would just turn it around. I'd flip it around and I'd be like, okay, offspring.
Offspring's worse than daughter. Yeah. Offspring's way worse than
offspring.
Way have worth a little fun with it, Don't let her see that you got you because then she wins.
God,
right?
Kids, when they smell blood in the water, though, it's brutal. Like, my kids know little buttons on me, and it's just like...
My least favorite... I'm a little scared to have children, because my least favorite kind of people are the people who see the buttons they can push and push them.
You should never have children. Because
maybe it's meaner from a friend.
Feels worse when it's your kid.
Yeah.
Because you're like, dude, I ask for nothing.
I gave you
don't push my buttons.
Yeah.
Thank you, Melissa. Offspring is one of my favorite right now. Jess?
Yes.
What advice do you have for Tiffany? Tiff, not mom.
Hi, yai.
Yai.
My advice is what she's doing is like all teenage girls go through this. They are trying to push their boundaries as an adult.
Okay.
She's trying to actually talk to you like an adult and calling you Tiff. Try to have adult conversations with her. Treat her like the adult.
It might be, though. It is about, like I was saying, you want to take your dad out. It wasn't like I wanted to hurt my dad, but I wanted him to have some respect for me that I had hair on my armpits. You know, it
was like, that you're a man.
A little bit.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, I wasn't his kind of man by any stretch. He's a man.
Exactly. Playing music and stuff.
Right. I'm a little weird guy on a guitar, but like you want a little bit of that back, but like my fear of him was so much greater than my need for respect. But I do think that's what the daughter's doing a little bit. So then what do you do? Okay. Just start talking about insurance, actuary tables or something? Like, really throw adulthood at her?
That sounds awful.
No. Yeah.
But maybe she'd stop.
Well, but also adulthood sucks, so.
Right.
Yeah, do you break down?
Start giving her the adult things. If she wants to start, if it comes down to a cell phone or whatever else, make her pay for her own cell phone, Don't take it away.
Yeah, your portion of the mortgage.
Pay for it.
Oh.
As your mom,
you know how much this bedroom can rent for?
Yes.
Adult, treat her like an adult.
you know, and, you know, just don't take that shenanigans. And if you really don't like the her calling you Tiff, don't respond back to her if she calls you Tiff. Just ignore her.
It's real hard, though. Like, I could just, I need a video of Leo walking up to T-Hack going, Tyler, and watch, watch what happens.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.